The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Samia Khan. Good morning, Samia.
Hello, good morning.
It's very nice to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good. Feeling Christmassy, feeling good. Yes. And you got in touch with us. Why?
Well, I just caught your talk about the quality of life in Ireland and other countries around the world.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, as someone who's grown up in the UK, he moved to Dubai. I have never been as happy as I am having moved to Dublin over 5.5 years ago. I feel as though I grew up and was educated in the UK. I worked in the UAE, but I found myself in Ireland.
Yeah.
And the people here are amazing. You know, I say this to Irish, they think I'm nuts, but just a sense of community, the value of family, you know, and I'm a minority, you know, I wear a headscarf. I'm originally from Pakistan. And I remember when I was putting my headscarf on coming here, my husband would say, oh, Samia, there's not many people, you know, women wearing headscarves. Do you really want to do that? What if people see you differently? And thankfully, no one ever did, you know. There's mums in the yard who speak to you regardless. In London, no one ever had time for that. And, you know, whether it's the boiler engineer who comes and fix my cooker, you know, the chat you have. And I said to him, you guys are so great that whenever I, like, applaud you or recognize the Irish, they get so shy. And he goes, oh, no, it's a sin. We can't, you know, make us big-headed. And I just thought, you know, I think everyone should spend 3 weeks of their life in Ireland just to know what humanity should be about, really. And I say it to my friends abroad, and they're like, yeah, whatever. But as soon as they land here and get from the taxi to my house, they're already in love with the place. And I said, well, I told you so. And, you know, it's not like this in other parts of the world at all. And the Irish, I'm not saying they take it for granted, but I love that they're so patriotic, you know, buy local, and they support each other. Your normal is extraordinary in other countries. And I really applaud the Irish for being like this. Because, like I said, it's not everywhere. And I'm very lucky to live amongst and observe this kind of everyday life. I don't take it for granted.
It is amazing that I'm taken aback by what you're saying. I feel this surge of pride. And I really do. And not personal pride, national pride. I'll tell you why. Because self-praise is no praise in some ways. But for you, as somebody who's come from outside, to come into the country and to observe what you've observed with such generosity, makes me very proud to be Irish today. Because I sometimes worry, Samia, when people come in and live among us and work among us and become part of who we are, that they don't fit in, or they're not made welcome to fit in. And for you to talk about your headscarf as a woman in the schoolyard, or talking to the guy who comes in to fix the house, whatever it might be, and for your husband, and I actually find myself a little sad to hear that your husband's saying, oh, be careful, maybe you should and maybe you shouldn't, and for you to keep going, that you did wear the headscarf and said, this is who I am, and if they don't take me, this is what I have. But for you to have received the welcome you did is so heartening, and maybe it's the time of year, maybe it's the pandemic, but I think it's lovely to hear what you've said. So thank you, I think is what I'm trying to say.
And bless everyone. You know, I hope you guys have a great end to the year. May we have a great year coming ahead. Mm. And just to all the Irish people around the globe, not just in Ireland, I hope you don't lose that sense of nationalism, you know, the way your love for the country. Mm. I hope it never gets diluted. And I wish other countries would learn from it too, because, you know, quality of life is very important. And just a small hello to someone else might make their day. Yeah. So never, ever underestimate the power of, you know, empathy and friendship. So thank you.
Can I ask you what brought you to Ireland ultimately?
Sure. Well, I used to work out in Dubai, and then my husband got a job here. And, you know, I was so happy. I was like, yes, my kids will have Irish accents. Mm. They're not Irish enough for me yet.
Okay.
Sadly, my English accent rubs off on them. But yeah, it was work that brought us here. But I'm at home.
And how old are your children?
Hard questions. You're going to ask me their names next.
No, I won't ask you their names. I wouldn't expect a mother to know her children's names now, in fairness.
They're 5, 7 and 9.
You know, you really are Irish now. You know that. Because most Irish mammies, I have one of them, generally call every child that they have by the other name of the other children until they get to the last one, which is the one they want to address.
I think it's a Pakistani thing as well. We have a lot in common with you guys.
That's so funny. Well, listen, and what about Pakistan? Do you still have many connections with there?
Yes, definitely. Listen, I think it's always important to remember your roots and represent them. And when we moved to London, my father said to me, you know, when people look at you, they will not think English, even if you spend your whole life here. The first thing they think is Asian.
Yes.
You know, so you have to work harder, do better, and you know, expect hardships, because you're not going to always be seen as one of them. And that is true. And luckily, I didn't face it too bad. But here, you know, from the kids to the adults, no one looks at that. You know, it's what you bring to the table, in the sense of, even if you're lacking something, the Irish, they pick you up and help you and support you. That's what I love. Peace of mind.
Well, listen, you've really done something lovely today for us. So thank you for that, Samia. And I want to wish you and your family in Pakistan, in London, and closer to home here in Ireland, a happy Christmas. And I hope you feel as welcome today as you do for the rest of your life, as you do today.
Bless you. Have a great end of the year and Christmas, everybody.
Thanks, Samia.
And thanks for your time.
And we're going to get some gifts out to you, if you don't mind. I know you weren't looking for them, but Arnett were on to say, give those three beautiful children some presents, a handcrafted bookcase from Lucy and me, which is, I think, something lovely for you to have as a little memento
so
from
much.
Our chat.
I didn't expect that.
I know
Thank
that.
You.
Happy Christmas, Samia.
Take care, all the
Bye.
Best.
Bye. Take care. What a lovely, lovely, lovely call. And as somebody says by text, that's a lovely message from Samia. So good to hear we can still be welcoming. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, wind in the sails there, I think.